This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correcting that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 35 years. And straight up today, we're talking, of course, boxing, live from the zone, baby. That's right. Yesterday, of course, heavyweights doing battle on the zone. We'll hear from Johnny Sigg about that. Of course, last night, Fox Sports doing their thing. Actually, the Fox Network doing their thing. Pretty good fight card. We'll talk about the results. It wasn't a good night for Mama Charlo. I'll just put it to you like that. And nobody was thanking Al Haymon as part of this broadcast either. Straight up, boxing on Fox. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling as well. Open phone lines all around the planet. We're talking boxing and MMA. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the studio text line. You can text us. Guilt-free, no commitment, baby. 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. So I take you back in time to Arguello Prior 1. Of course, the fight, man. That was a fight. 14 rounds, of course. Alexis Arguello falling in the 14th round. It was a hell of a give-and-take battle. It had the special mix, the special bottle. Panama Lewis was involved. Aaron Pryor talked to me about this fight in depth. In our private interviews, of course, we went back and forth over a number of years. The late Aaron Pryor, the Hawk, will be special today's show. No doubt about it. A special part of today's show, the Hawk, Aaron Pryor, and the late Alexis Arguello. And what did I say? I spent time with both these guys, not together, separately. Great guys, Arguello and Pryor. We'll talk about that in depth. And maybe I'll tell a few stories as well. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the break, we'll hear from Johnny Sigg and bring in the Godfather, Larry Merchant.
The decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, it's Ron Barr, and with the holidays and Christmas upon us, if you're looking for a gift that keeps on giving, I've got a great suggestion. Give them a MyPillow. I just got one, and I love it. Check it out. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Christmas special, and you'll get the lowest price MyPillow ever offered for their four-pack, and it includes free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. So if you want to give someone a gift that keeps on giving, or if you want a more restful night's sleep, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code BAR.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Tower says you ought to be having some fun. That's what we do each and every Sunday, baby, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, having fun with Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it to Las Vegas, Sin City, of course. That's what I call it on the side. Bottom line is Johnny Sigs in town. Johnny, give us some bullet points. Was it a good night for Mama Charlo?
Oh, bad night for Mama Charlo and bad night for the Charlo boys. I tell you what, Pete. You know, controversy aside, they underperformed. No matter how you scored that fight, they struggled with B-class, at best B-class guys. But I tell you what, Dillian White last night stole the show over in London with a violent KO of Derek Chisora. An excellent fight, man. And we're talking maybe KO of the year. Huge left hook from White ends it all in round 11. Also, Josh Warrington and Carl Frampton had a great scrap on ESPN+. We'll talk about all this in depth, I believe, a little bit later in the show, Pete.
Okay, Josh Warrington, is he the real deal?
I tell you what, he can't punch much, but he looks like the goods. And I tell you what, though, if you look at Frampton's face today, the post-fight pictures, man, it looked like he could crack a little bit. So I think that six knockouts he has on his record for Josh is a little deceiving. Maybe he can crack a little bit.
Anyway, six knockouts, so I don't know if you belong being a professional fighter. It's sort of like going to a gunfight with no bullets.
That's what's up, man, 100%.
Okay, Johnny Sue, we'll see you a little bit later in the show. Now let's take it from Las Vegas, of course, to Santa Monica, California, bring in the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. Very good Sunday morning to you, sir.
And to you, Pedro. Merry, merry.
Merry, merry. How's the lovely godmama today?
Well, she's actually doing great. Uh-huh. She doctored herself and seems to have cured herself of a pain that had lingered for way too long that a flight of doctors and every imaginable test somehow missed, but that she found.
Well, Godfather, that's why you married her, because like Yogi Bear, she's smarter than the average bear.
So she's doing good. She's looking good, and she just left for a brunch with a friend.
Okay, now let's talk about Dillian White. That was a left hook. You heard that in Santa Monica, didn't you?
Wow. he could wind up to be the next challenger for the heavyweight championship. And that was a stunning fight, you know. So now we've got two terrific heavyweight fights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And It's got to lead to something good.
And DAZN had this yesterday. Of course, DAZN.com. They call it DAZN, folks. Check it out for $9.99 a month. You can get all the boxing you basically can handle. That and ESPN. I guess ESPN Plus is charging $4.99 a month, but they've got some fight cards as well. But all in all, is this guy, he's going to, obviously, with what looks like with Wilder and Fury going to dance again. Joshua doesn't have a dance partner for April. He thought he'd have the winner of that fight. It didn't happen. It was a draw. So it looks like White's going to be the guy?
Very well. It would be a big fight. He's a boxer who fought hard and late in the fight landed the perfect left hook, and it ended in a devastating fashion and dramatic fashion. And I don't know if his one loss was to Joshua.
I think, yeah, it was. It was to Joshua.
And so I don't know what the dynamics of a rematch are and the prospects are and so on and so forth. But he certainly looked like he was worth another look. And listen, didn't he? I think he fought Chisora before, or
he did.
And so, hey, they're having a better heavyweight scene over there than we're having over here.
Okay, good point. Of course, the heavyweights have always been the key to boxing. It used to be the before Ray Leonard and people like that. He who controls the heavyweight champion controls boxing. That sort of changed. Godfather, I want to bring you back in time to 1980. Of course, you called this fight Arguello and Pryor, the first fight. The intensity going into that first fight between these two guys, I mean, basically, Arguello had lost a fight or two, but he had redeemed himself. And, of course, he was the lightweight champion, moving up to 140 pounds. And Aaron Pryor, the undefeated rage from Cincinnati, Ohio, what was your perspective going into this mega battle? Do you remember?
Well, the perspective was that Pryor was in his prime and at his right weight, and Arguello was a master fighter in general, a talented boxer, good puncher, attractive
Don Juan.
A figure, yes. But he was moving on. He had moved up from featherweight originally, I believe.
Yeah, right, 126.
And so Pryor was a stronger guy, but Arguello had handled Mancini, I believe, by that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we were anticipating the fight, but of course you never can anticipate you'd have a classic watchable and rewatchable fight for the ages.
Okay, here's the controversy, the special mix, Panama Lewis. Now, you and I know that Panama Lewis is a piece of spit. And when I say spit, I mean spit with an H. Okay, we know that. What do you think was in the bottle? I mean, I think I heard
a story that it was orange juice mixed maybe with cocaine. Something like that to help a guy revive himself between rounds.
I heard it was peppermint schnapps.
So there you go.
But he did come back like a madman. I mean, the right hand he took in that 13th round, it should have knocked out 13 men.
And here's a sidelight, Pedro. Sitting ringside, someone I interviewed that night between fights, a preacher from St. Louis named Henry Armstrong.
Wow.
And if there was ever a fight worthy of a Henry Armstrong, that was it.
Wow. The Henry Armstrong?
The Henry Armstrong.
Wow. You know, I the time I spent with Ray Robinson in 1984, that was really special time. I can almost recall every second of it. I mean, it was amazing. We spent three different times together. We happened to be staying across from each other at the Aladdin Hotel. So you can imagine when I opened my door for room service and it was Ray Robinson knocking on the wrong door.
Wow. Did you invite him in?
Man, are you kidding? He invited me, and he was wearing a pink shower cap and a pink bathrobe, and his wife Millie was there, and he was lucid, and we talked about, he talked about Hearns and Duran going in. It was before the fight, and I said to him, Duran's got a huge size disadvantage, blah, 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 blah. Then Hearns knocks out Duran, and he tells me after the fight, Ray Robinson tells me after the fight that Duran's a greater fighter than Hearns. And I was like, I was mystified by that, and then I realized, the moving up in weight and taking on different guys and things like that. But Ray Robinson had tremendous respect for Duran, tremendous respect for all those guys, but he considered Duran number two to his namesake, of course, Sugar Ray Leonard.
Some pretty good names and the people behind those names.
Okay. Good enough, Godfather. You have a great Sunday to you. I know you got things to do. The Zone's happening. ESPN Plus is happening. Godfather, if I don't get time to tell you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. All the years I met you in 1985, I'll never forget the day, April 15th, 1985. Of course, that was the day that Hagler and Hearns went back and forth at the outdoor arena in Caesar's Palace. So it's been since then. I consider you a pal, and I really appreciate your time. And what can I say? I can't thank you enough for your time on this show, and thank the Godmother for taking good care of you.
Back at you, Pedro.
The great Larry Merchant, folks, only on Sports Byline and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, we take it to Puerto Rico. We bring in El Presidente, Paco Valcarcel, the World Boxing Organization. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
As we try to make the connection in Puerto Rico with Francisco Valcarcel, it's frustrating, the phone lines to Puerto Rico folks. Ever since the hurricane, take it back, it's always been frustrating. It just has. I remember broadcasting more than once from the island. It just was a nightmare. Well, especially when we had to go with three phone lines. That's what the old broadcast used to do, the old remote broadcast. We used to set them up on a three-line Comrex. Two lines going out. Take that back. Yeah, two lines going out, one line coming in. It was crazy. I had to have three phone lines. Anywhere I went in the world, I had to have three phone lines. Now, we do it with one phone line. Actually, we don't even use a phone line. We use the internet, probably do it on Skype or some messaging system like that. But the bottom line is, come a long way since the three phone lines. I remember calling places like Peru, Lima, Peru, and telling them, yeah, I'm coming to town to do my show. Yeah, we're expecting you. Can you get three phone lines together for me? Yeah, it didn't happen too often. Anyway, bottom line is, at 40 minutes past the hour, we're going to be switching gears. We're going to talk about Paraguay. Of course, you heard Larry Merchant talk about this great fight. Man, it was a hell of a fight. These guys went back and forth, 14 rounds. Of course, Arguello succumbing in the 14th round to the all-out physical assault. I mean, it was a monster assault put forth by Aaron Pryor. Pryor was just a monster. He just was. But you hear about the fight in depth in two segments. We'll use segment four, an hour number one, and we'll do segment four, an hour number two. In fact, probably about 16, 17 minutes of an HBO special on the great fight between Alexis Arguello, of course, and Aaron Pryor. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and MMA. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. Couple texts coming in here, coming from the East Coast. This one's coming from Philly. Guy says to me, it wasn't a good night for Mama Charlo. Why do you keep saying that? I keep saying that because I stole the line from the guy that's on the phone right now, Socrates Palmer. Socrates, it wasn't a good night for Mama Charlo. Everybody's saying that.
I'm sure she's had some better nights, B. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Listen, Johnny Sink said that they both faced B-rated competition and didn't shine that well. Is that a good way to, was that a fair assumption, fair way to now analyze it?
That's pretty fair. I think that it could have been also a case of reading too much of your press clippings, some overconfidence. I think that the older Charlo probably outlucked himself out, having a Mr. Monroe pop positive for PEDs, you know, because I thought that was a much easier fight than going up against the ex-Olympian Korbov.
Poor Korbov just had too many amateur fights, man. I mean, he's too many miles on that body because he is a double bad dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame that he wasn't 5 years younger, you know, to borrow a line, you know, from Larry Merchant. I think if he was younger, he would have kicked his ass.
I somehow remember Larry Merchant saying something like that in regards to Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah. I thought that the scoring was off. I mean, I don't know if it was to make up for his younger brother not getting the nod, but I thought the fight was much closer. I thought it was kind of pretty much an even fight going into the ninth round, and then just Charlo was a little bit more active down the stretch.
I think boxing scene had it for 1 point. They gave him a 2 point 12th round, I believe, and they scored it for him by 1 point, 114, 113. Regardless of the official scores, in most people's minds, both these fights were close. Of course, the other Charlo fight, how could I put this? Mr. Harrison is not a hobo. They should have known that coming in. He's a good counterpuncher. And somehow, whether people want to admit it or not, all three judges went with him. Now, I can understand one judge being screwed up. I can even understand two judges being screwed up. But three judges being screwed up and coming up with the same score, I sort of find that hard to believe, for the most part.
I mean, there was rounds that were coin flip rounds. I mean, there was rounds that I walked, as Harrison was walking back into the court, I'm saying to myself, I wish he could have done a little bit more, you know, and the jab, I thought, was on point all night. He was snapping Charlo's head back. He basically was giving him movement, and Charlo showed that he might be just a one-dimensional seek-and-destroy type of fighter, and when he fights a guy that's not going to accommodate him, he's going to have that type of night. He's actually lucky that Harrison didn't go to the body early the way he closed the fight better. So I could definitely see how he could given the nod at 15-13, because if he doesn't, then it's a majority draw, no?
Yeah, exactly. So. Looking at Danny Jacobs, he's from your neck of the woods, Brooklyn, New York. Of course, the guy kicked cancer's ass now, 31 years old, 35-2, lost to Triple G, I believe. Was it Triple G or was it Canelo? Anyway, the bottom line is he wants to fight Triple Canelo G. in May, because Mr. Lemieux didn't make weight the last time, so he didn't fight, so they couldn't, I guess they can't present him as the challenger, per se, in May. So it looks like Danny Jacobs got the goods to beat Canelo?
I think he's got the goods to be competitive, but if you watched his last couple of fights, you kind of saw a little slippage in Danny. He's another guy that maybe hung around in the amateur game too long, and then with the layoff with cancer, I think that he has not looked sharp. And mm-hmm. I think Canelo right now is peaking. I think we're seeing really the best years of Canelo. So I would definitely pick Canelo. I don't know if I had a stoppage, but I could see him outworking Danny. And if someone does get stopped, it would be Danny, because he's shown in the past to have a suspect chin.
I can't see Danny beating him at this stage. Socrates Palmer is our guest, folks, the ace, mm-hmm. of course, from New York City, Mr. Big Apple himself when it comes to boxing. When I look at Canelo and the body shots he landed on Rocky Felding, was Rocky just the most inept challenger to step into the ring in a long, long time? Because if I was 6 foot, you know, he didn't even fight tall. He fought like a midget.
Yeah, he looked like the guy who was 5'8".
I mean, what was he, 6'4"? 6'3"? Something like that? Holy cow!
He looked like a giant in that ring, you know, but, you know, he fought like Jack. You know?
I mean, anyway, he didn't take too many body shots, because the four or five body shots that were landed, he put him down. But Alvarez 51-1-2, Golovkin 38-1-1, Charlo 28-0, Danny Jacobs 35-2, Jeff Horn, Billy Joe Sanders 27-0. Billy Joe won this weekend. Demetrius Andrade is going to get a fight. He evidently cleared that arrest with the gun a couple of weeks ago. He's going to get a fight in a couple of weeks coming. Are any of these guys, these are the guys that are supposed to be like the formidable challengers right now for the king of boxing, Saul Alvarez, the Elvis Presley of boxing, the James Brown of boxing, the Bruce Lee, call them what you want. Anyway, the Willie Mays. Does any of these guys have a chance of beating him, or is just they're all going to be competitive?
I think they all have a chance. I mean, Canelo, although he looked like Carlos Monzon last weekend, I don't think he's that far head and shoulders above the others. I think the most difficult, just style-wise, would be Andrade, and that's a fight that I probably don't see happening unless it has to happen. Just because he's tall, rangy, and, you know, he's just an awkward dude. You know, like, there's no reason to fight Andrade unless you have to.
Okay. And, I'm going to tell you who the hidden jewel is at 160 pounds. And you didn't mention him. And most boxing fans don't mention him. But his name is Rob Brandt. He's 24-1, comes to us from Dallas, Texas, born in St. Paul, Minnesota. He is the guy that's being handled by Eddie Mustafa Muhammad. He destroyed the Japanese Ryota Murata a couple of weeks ago on television, just destroyed him, man. I mean, it was a one-sided beatdown. Bottom line is, he looks like he's the real deal.
He, you know what? He impressed me. You're right. I think people are sleeping on him. He did a nice job going to Japan and taking the title away. But, you know, I don't know. I don't think that he has the pop to keep Canelo honest. I think he can outwork him. You know, that's for sure, and Canelo's defense is suspect.
Socrates, you have a great Sunday. Take care of the kid, man. Say hello to the old lady. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, Pedro.
From New York City, the Big Apple, to the Big Cheese, baby. I'm talking about El Presidente, San Juan, Puerto Rico, Francisco Paco Vacasel. Paco, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Pedro. Merry Christmas to all you guys, the guys who follow you all during the whole year.
Well, wonderful. Paco, we had a wonderful time down in Panama, of course, the 31st annual WBO convention, World Boxing Organization. Roberto Duran was sort of like the star. He came with his band. It was so cool.
Yeah, he also he's also a musician and a salsa singer, and he can dance salsa too.
Yeah,
great
guy,
and he was present during the convention. Nice guy.
Hey, maybe, you know, when I look at the history of boxing, and I spent time with Sugar Ray Robinson, and when I was with Ray Robinson in 1984, after Tommy Hearns had just knocked out Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Robinson sat me down and told me that Roberto Duran was a greater fighter than Tommy Hearns. I had a hard time believing that at the time because I was emotionally involved, but as it turns out, he might have been right.
I don't know if he's better or not than Tommy Hearns. Tommy Hearns is one of the greatest.
Yeah, I know, but
let me tell you, Duran is for me the best Latin American fighter ever.
Without a doubt. Paco, have you got a couple minutes to talk WBO? We got a commercial break coming up in a minute. Have you got a couple minutes after the commercial break to spend with us?
Yeah, call me back. Yeah.
Okay. No. Just hold on the line. We just hold on the line. You can walk away from the phone, but I don't want you to lose the phone line.
Yeah, I got my wife calling me, Pedro.
Okay, we'll call you back. Francisco Varcarcel will be our guest after the break, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm hoping that, Cuddy, you're going to be able to open that phone line to Puerto Rico again? He's shaking his head going, I don't know. What can I say? Anyway, bottom line is, we're having a blast here doing live, spontaneous, you know, talk radio. This is what happens. I mean, sometimes guests get frozen in the middle of a call. Sometimes somebody will call you, the call will drop. You know, things happen in this live radio. That's why it's live. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The text line, got a couple texts that you can add to it. Your text, your opinion, your comments, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hi, it's Ron Barr, and with the holidays and Christmas upon us, if you're looking for a gift that keeps on giving, I've got a great suggestion. Give them a MyPillow. I just got one, and I love it. I'm sleeping better and longer, and I'm more rested. Check it out. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Christmas special, and you'll get the lowest price MyPillow ever offered for their 4-pack. And it includes free shipping. And we all know how important free shipping is, especially during the holiday season. And just to make sure you're happy, MyPillow has extended its 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. So if you want to give someone a gift that keeps on giving, or if you want a more restful night's sleep, go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code BARR. That's B-A-R-R to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 to-go-anywhere pillows. Remember, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter my promo code BAR. You'll be glad you did. Happy holidays.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check in. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It is the title cut of the new Tower of Power album, 50 Years of Tower of Power. That is their album at their 50th year anniversary. Check it out on the Soul Side of Town, Tower of Power. Speaking of Towers of Power, let's go to Puerto Rico and bring in the WBO Tower of Power, El Presidente himself, Paco Valcarcel. Mr. Valcarcel, I got to ask you. I was so impressed with Mr. Emmanuel Navarrete, the way he took care of Isak Dogbo. Dogbo is a good champion, no doubt about it. But Mr. Navarrete, I think he has the potential to be the next Mexican superstar.
Yes. He's a tremendous, tremendous fighter. But I don't discard Dogbo. Dogbe. Dogbe will be Dogbe. Pronounced Dogbe. But Dogbe will be back, okay, and probably they're going to have a rematch in summer.
Well, that's going to be a fantastic fight, no doubt about that. And of course,
yeah, but without any doubt, Navarrete, he's a tall guy for that weight, and he can fight, and he got a good chin and a good body too, a good stomach, because he got hit a lot, and he's still there, and he came back, and he almost knocked the guy out.
But he has a hot dog attitude. He's a show off a little bit. See, and that brings a little bit of personality to it. You got to have a little flash. Besides being very good in the ring, he just has that little bit of extra flash to him. Like, here I come, here I come.
Yeah. He's a great guy, and that's important when you are a champion. Yeah. Okay.
Oleg Usyk. Does he have the potential to become a heavyweight champion in your mind? I mean, he's been your cruiserweight champion for a long time now. Unbeaten, no doubt about it. He's a monster. But can he fight guys that are 250?
Now we are talking about you know, the big leagues. You know, I don't know. Because one can box, but the other can punch, and he's a huge guy. And but you could go up to 225, 230, and he could do good job against Joshua. I don't know. But Joshua is a monster.
The Tyson Fury Wilder fight, for the two times that Fury was down, I thought he lost those rounds, but I didn't think he lost too many other rounds. I thought that Tyson Fury fought a pretty good fight there.
Yeah, I was watching the fight and I got Fury ahead. No matter he get down twice.
Yeah.
Or I got him ahead. But you know that happened. That was a draw, and now Fury is back. But all depends on what, if he behave or not. You know, Fury is uncertain. Nobody knows what would happen.
Good point. Francisco Paco Valcarcel is our guest, folks. Of course, he is the president of the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO. In fact, it's very clear as to what they're doing ratings-wise, as far as purse bids and things like that. You can check all that information out and their champions as well at WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. Now, I got to ask you this. At 147 pounds, Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, are they? Do you see them hooking it up in 2019?
Yeah, Terrence Crawford, his problem is he has no opponent because the guy who should fight him are in the other side, with yeah. PBC.
Uh-huh.
And that's a problem. You got ESPN and Fox and Showtime, one in one. You know, I don't know what will happen there. But the best fight should be Crawford against Thurman.
Okay, yes, Thurman. Does Thurman want to fight anymore, though? I don't know. He's taking on Josecito Lopez.
Yeah, but fighting, no matter, you know, Josecito Lopez, I love it. But fighting Josecito Lopez, who cares, you know?
Okay, big surprise this year in the WBO as far as 175 pounds concerned was a guy from Colombia, Eliodir Alvarez, taking out, of course, the long-reigning two-time champion, Sergey Kovalev. Alvarez is one of those Colombian fighters, and people don't realize Colombia really has a good success rate in producing world champions.
Yeah, they have a lot of good champions in Colombia. The problem is they don't fight outside of Colombia, but when they go out from Colombia, they have to fight tough fights, you know, and that's the problem. But Alvarez can fight, and now they're going to have a rematch now, uh-huh. And the rematch will be tough again. I don't know. You don't have a clear favorite in that fight, because that now for me that's a big end fight, the rematch with Kovalev. Okay. Kovalev was ahead, well, he gets KO.
Yeah. But Alvarez told me that was his game plan, and they stuck to their game plan, and that's all they want. So I saw him in Panama, so I wish him the very best of luck. Of course, that rematch is going to take place in February. Now, another star the WBO has, the 154-pound champion, Jaime Munguia, is coming back in January. He's a stud.
Oh, man. Munguia, he got a beautiful, beautiful future. He's a puncher. He can punch. I don't know if 160, what will happen in 160, but you got the Triple G, you got the Canelo there, the Billy Joe Saunders. But, you know, he can punch in 154. I don't see anybody who can. Not even near to him.
You know, Pac,
he's a real deal there.
Yeah, he's a real deal. But moving up.
He got a doctor who worked with him. To make him make the weight, you know, to help him make the weight.
Smart kid. You know, but
yeah,
going from 154 to 160 pounds, Paco, I went from 140 to 147, and I could beat decent guys at 147, but I couldn't beat the real good guys at 147. They were just too strong. You just don't know what it's like when you move up in weight until you meet somebody that's as good or better than you at the same weight, and then you realize, I'm not big enough.
You're talking about who?
Munguia moving up to 160, 154, stay
yeah,
there.
But Munguia is a young kid. You know, he's a kid.
Yeah.
And but he needs to. You know, I know he will be bigger, and he can beat anybody 160. So you know, Triple G and Canelo, they are tough cookies now.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't discard that fight in the future, Canelo against Munguia. That will be the next super. Fighting between two Mexicans.
Maurice Hooker's looking pretty sharp here. Of course, he's tall. I've never seen a guy tall that tall can punch, but he's looking good as well.
Yeah. You're right, Pedro.
I mean,
I don't know, but you know, Pedro, the thing is that we have a lot of stars in all that divisions. You know, that right there in the middle divisions, you know, we have the best, and Lomachenko, Ito in 130, you know, Valdez in 126.
Oscar Lopez.
You check all the big guys, the big names are here. And that's something I feel very, very proud of.
Are you so, now that's good. I'm glad you brought that up, because the WBO does have a formidable list of champions. When you look at the various sanctioning bodies, they seem to be kicking ass. I got to give you props for that. You know, as far as the women are concerned, women's boxing, Paco, how come women's boxing isn't as exciting as men's boxing? Why is that? Can you answer that? Is that a fair question?
You need big names, you know, and you have one or two big names, but they can fight each other. You know, you got Amanda Serrano, who's fighting, she's 122, now she's going to fight 115, and you got the Clarissa Shields and the other. But you don't have big names in female boxing. That's a problem. But it's unfair, because they have the right to receive more or less the same amount of money that males are receiving to be fighting.
Okay.
That's unfair.
Okay.
But we have to do something. But we need names. You know, that's the problem.
Names and personalities. Personalities are important.
Yeah, you got good personalities there. You got there, Clarissa Shields, you know, Amanda Serrano, Mexicans, you know. But they cannot fight each other because they wait.
Interesting. We're talking with Francisco Falcarcel, of course, president of the World Boxing Organization, the WBO. I'm not hearing any birds in the background today, Paco. What happened to the birds?
Birds are here.
I can hear them a little bit now. Okay. Francisco Falcarcel, I guess, the president of the World Boxing Organization. Paco, 31 years now of the WBO. What are you most proud of?
Pedro, we can, tomorrow I can go, say goodbye, and WBO will be stronger as it is. It's still working at the same way and with the same strength. You know, that's something I feel great about WBO.
Meaning that the entire concept in your mindset.
Yeah, we are an organization. We are no one man organization.
Interesting.
That's the most important.
Interesting.
We have a team.
Well, the great team, of course, put together that great convention down there in Panama City with Roberto Duran. Now you're going to go to Tokyo, Japan next year.
Yeah, now I'm going to start working for Tokyo. Tokyo probably will be September 15th. But I have to check and confirm all the dates with the hotels and, you know, tickets and all that stuff. And we're going to work hard now for Japan because they want to bring WBO there.
Okay.
Japanese commission.
I got to ask you one question. Did you ever get the boxes back from Panama?
Not yet.
That's not good.
Yeah, they made a mistake. Then we send it, and we have to send it back because we want to donate some stuff to the boys club there. You know, it's a real problem. But we are working on that. We're still working on that. I'm going to be in Panama in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. You say the health of the WBO is fine. How's your health? I just got off the phone with Larry Merchant. I went to lunch with him last week. 87 years old, driving his own car. He parked once parallel parking in Santa Monica. We went down, we had lunch on the beach, and he's still rocking and rolling like he's in his 40s.
Wow, you know, God bless him. I feel okay, you know, I feel working out, still walking 1.5 hours every night, walk 5 days a week, and walking twice a week. And I have time to work at the office, and I have time to work for the family and travel. And that means that I have been blessed too. My God, and you know, I wish everybody that everybody have a healthy and a good 2019.
Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot, Francisco Varcosel Sr. What's your handicap?
My handicap when I am betting with my friend here the lunch, it's 16. So I should be about 12 or 13.
Godfather, you have a wonderful Christmas. Say hello to everybody. Kiss your wife for me, and we will talk real soon. I thank you for all your support over the years. Without you, we wouldn't be no Ring Talk.
Okay. God bless you guys. Take care.
The great Francisco Paco Varcosel, president of the World Boxing Organization, live on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, this is hour number one of two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network today. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Some guy called me a bum here. I'm not a bum. Why am I a bum? Because I didn't knock Tommy Hearns. What I said was Ray Robinson said that Roberto Duran was a greater fighter than Tommy Hearns after Tommy Hearns had knocked out Roberto Duran. I'm just repeating what somebody else said. God, you're a bum, knocking Hearns. I'm not knocking Hearns, man. Tommy and I had some good dinners together. Remember that one dinner we had up there in Northern California? Tommy actually picked up the tab, and Tommy don't pick up too many tabs, folks. I'm not kidding you now. Tommy's not one of those guys that throws around dollars. He throws around dollars like they're 20-pound weights. I kid you not. All the money Tommy made, Tommy was cheap. But that one time he broke down, there was about 15 of us at the table. Must have cost him about $300 or $400. I had to think he wasn't paying because Tommy wasn't that way. You know what I mean? He just wasn't. Didn't come out the pocket. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We will do part one of the Aaron Pryor Alexis Arguello series. That'll be an hour number two. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And guess what? Rick Stevens, may he rest in peace, but he said this.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491.
When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events, out-of-print compilations,
50% off pay-per-views,
and more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
Mike Tyson talking about the pressure of being the world heavyweight champ. Remember when he won the title, 1987, I believe. It was 86, take that back. And, of course, he was in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Las Vegas Hilton knocked out Trevor Burbick in the second round. And, of course, Larry Merchant and Muhammad Ali had that meeting in the hallway. And Larry Merchant said, what do you think? And Ali says, he won the title. Let's see how long he can keep it. Well, think about this. Mike Tyson's title reign wasn't all that long. It didn't last that long. It only lasted 2 years because he had his last successful fight in that first defense, that first run, that first reign as heavyweight champion. Of course, the knockout of Carl the Truth Williams in August of 1989. Of course, that was his first knockout. He was still undefeated. Of course, it took him 2 seconds longer to make a believer out of Carl the Truth Williams than it did to make a liar out of, Carl, of course, Michael Spinks. Michael Spinks, he knocked out in 91 seconds. Bottom line is Tyson was on a roll back then. And then, I mean, Mike Tyson, when you think about the most formidable foes of the past 25 years of any heavyweight boxer, I mean, nobody's more formidable than Tyson. Whether or not he was a short guy and he probably could have been beaten by a lot of tall guys had they brought their stones to the fight. Because, you know, that's what's happened a lot of times is that guys would show up against Mike Tyson already beaten. Alex Stewart, rumor was he sort of had a wet fart in the middle of the ring as he was ready to get to do battle with Mike Tyson. Of course, that was the first Tyson fight after the loss to Buster Douglas. So, you know, Mike was sort of like motivated. And Alex Stewart, what can I say? It was a little stinky in that ring. If you can feel my vibe, folks. In other words, he soiled his shorts. Scared to death. Why not? Mike Tyson's about to take your head off. He just lost to Buster Douglas. He's going to take his whole world out on you. Is the money worth it? Alex Stewart didn't think so. But it was too late. He had signed. He was in the ring. Anyway, hour number two, still to come, of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're bringing Johnny Sig. We'll hear about Aaron Pryor and Alexis Arguello. We'll go through the week of boxing. Check out The Zone course, talk about the great night that it was for Al Haymon. Not more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two coming. Stay tuned after the news.